how should we do this? I want to just really quickly,
okay,
in the opening of the show, you know, I didn't know we were going to have a comic on this week, so why I had this whole thing for Tinder plan, and I'm going to come off as the most hack person ever by bringing
it
up.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why, if there's someone else on here, why do I have to listen to your hack bullshit? why
it's
do
a little
I
easier, because I never have to see you in person, which is kind of nice. So.
But I constantly cut you off when I'm like, yes, Deepu, send that bit to the 1980s.
Yeah, but that's funnier. That's funnier. But sometimes, you know, if there's a guest on, they're like, oh, this fucking chooch.
But there's thousands of people listening every week that are like, oh, this fucking chooch.
It's a little different. I care about what the comics think, dude. I care about my brother.
You should be caring.
Wait, so are you like running a bit by me? What is happening?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused. I believe he was going to do a bit about Tinder, and instead, I was going to have to listen to his bullshit, Sammy. But since you're here and a peer of his, now I don't have to, because he's realized he should write better material for my show. So
probably. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Tree Saga, Root Edition. Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh my god, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. Welcome to the Let's Start a Cult Podcast. This is R2 Deepu here, joined by my co-host, Mike Fallick. Say hi. Hey, say hi, Mike.
It's Mike M.H. Fallick. How's everybody doing?
Mike,
don't
Fallick,
respond.
The infallible fruit blender is what they call them over there in Bean Town. And my other guest today.
I hated that introduction.
Yeah, that was probably the worst thing I ever said.
I hate that he said Bean Town.
I hate that he said Bean Town as well.
Yep. And our guest this week is Sam Anderson, comedian Sam Anderson. Say hi, Sam.
Hello.
You're taking a lot of liberties with that nickname.
Honestly, it's the biggest issue that's reoccurring in my life, and I don't know why.
Now, when you introduced yourself to me, you said Sammy. So I've been calling you Sammy, but I would not jump to Sam.
So here's what happened, and I've been following it in my head. So I introduced myself to you as Sammy. That's all you've known me by. That's my Facebook name and everything.
Right.
And then when you read the thing in the beginning, you told me to state my name. So I said Samantha because it sounded serious. And then you switched to Samantha. And then everything went downhill from there. Sam's my least favorite, though.
Sam is my least favorite, too, coincidentally. I liked Sammy. I tried to go back to it. I also did notice that. Yeah. Because it was very serious, the thing we did.
Right. But, I know.
But yeah, I tried to go back to Sammy. I would have never jumped to Sam.
Least amount of syllables. Everyone does it.
It's just quick. And the Anderson at the end of it. Sam Anderson. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just trying to.
I like Sammy.
Is someone named Deepu allowed to make this argument right now? I'm not making fun of your heritage or anything. Like,
oh,
I
sure
love,
you're not.
I love your name. But quick and easy is not really a pitch you have here, buddy.
Are you kidding me? Deepu is so quick. It's so easy.
Listen, I told you when we met.
Begs a lot of questions.
That I don't care that your name is Deepu, and that you were sort of surprised at how many Deepus I'd met.
How many Deepus have you met?
Met too many to count. It's a common name.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
We're taking over, baby.
But
good for you.
There's an army of us.
But if I had called you Deep.
United we fart.
What if I had called you Deep?
I used to go by that in high school. See, I have a long storied name change history as well.
Deep.
A history teacher actually gave me that nickname. He started calling me that.
The best nicknames always come from the most boring subject teachers.
Oh no, history teacher was the coolest guy. No, history teachers in my school, the history teachers were always younger and they were more real, and you could actually talk to them about real shit.
I loved my history teacher in high school. He was incredible.
Hold on. We're not talking about the values of the education system. What I'm talking about is if you're going to say, oh, I got this great nickname. Generally, we say from sports or a party or something like that. We do
a funny
not try,
story.
Yeah, you don't try and pitch me on it's a good nickname based on my history teacher gave it to me.
I mean, I have other names, too.
Let's hear them all.
Pine Nut Johnson.
No, you don't. Go on with whatever stupid things you wanted to do today. Do you want to start with we didn't take a survey?
Well, is this the bit that you talked to? Oh, yeah. You want to do it? Let's go.
Oh, this is we didn't take a survey. Let's Start a Cult is an anti-groupthink podcast, and this is something everyone thinks that maybe we think they shouldn't think. Deepu, what's the topic for today?
Well, I have a bunch of little things, you know, little things I've noticed.
No, just one. The best one. The best one that other that lots of people think and other people don't think. Lots of people think and that they shouldn't think those things.
Okay. Which one should I go with here? I have so many options here.
Say one before I cut you from the show. How's that for an option?
I mean, bears actually want bee larvae and not the honey. People should know
okay,
that.
Okay, here we go. How do you feel, Samantha, about Sammy? Sammy, how do you feel about the common rumor that bees actually want the bee larvae and not the honey?
Whoa. The rumor is that the honey.
Rumor?
Yeah, it's all lies.
I really like animal fun facts. I just want to research it now. That's
yeah,
how I feel
me too,
about it.
And I don't believe it. Deepu, choose one that's more like an opinion and not like a fact that you're probably wrong about.
A cop can't just tell you.
Stop choosing laws and fun facts. These have to be things that people have an opinion of, but you think the opinion is sort of wrong.
Oh, opinion based. Oh, okay.
What are now? Go through all of yours because they sound stupid. Go through them rapid fire. What kind of
goldfish can be taught tricks?
Okay. Did you just look up misconceived facts?
It came to me. Came to me today, dude. It was so weird how it came to me, and then you asked me to put a list together of misconceptions.
If this is somebody else's list, I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna drive to your house and punch you in the ass.
No, dude. It's my
list. Okay. I hate it. Think of a thought. I'm just telling you. I hate it, and the listeners will hate it. The idea of the segment is – I'm glad we did this so that people don't – the idea of the segment is a thought that people – an opinion that people have, an accepted thing, R.E. last week with mothers – insulting mothers really isn't a big deal. Think of a fact. Think of an opinion like that – people might think they are so stuck on this thought, but in reality, it's not that big of a deal.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say that something that people don't think is a big deal is a big deal.
All right. Lay it on me.
All right. I think the word blowjob is terrible.
I am so in favor of this, Deepu. Congratulations. After weeks and weeks and weeks of me hating everything that's come out of your mouth, we are finally back on the same page. I second that emotion. That is
terrible.
Oh my God! This
we need
the
a new
worst.
We need a new term for it. We need
can
a new
I,
term.
Can I? And Sammy can weigh in a second. I want to throw something out. Job. We need to get rid of that from sex terminology.
Blow hobby.
Okay, that's worse. Somehow worse, but at least we know which direction not to go.
Blow interest.
No, I'm thinking blow's got to go too. Sammy, thoughts on this? The word blow job.
I never really thought about it until you said it, and then I realized how rarely I actually say the word because it is kind of terrible.
Great, that's
yeah.
That's the whole segment, and then we'll hear some. We're all in accordance. Yeah, I hate it, Deepu. Great job. We didn't take a
was
survey.
Was I supposed to boldly defend how great blowjob is to say?
No. But that's. But I think that's part of this segment is that you know. Why aren't we changing that? You know, I think
because
it's a great point.
Yeah.
By Deepu.
I think
people
it should be something like cuter, like
yeah.
something shorter and sweeter. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, can we do this for just let's give it 4 minutes here because I think all of us can actually think of it because you shouldn't say no. You shouldn't say no and nothing. You should say yes and something else. Let's let's give people a solution.
I got one.
Let's keep it cute and it better not have the word blow in it.
Of course not. No. I mean, I'm a gentleman.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm nice to people. I'm not. I don't
just
say,
say your goddamn word. It's about finding a cute word.
Jersey handshake.
Nope.
That's
terrible. Much worse than anything else I've ever heard this week. Sammy, what's an idea? Just because I like your eye angle. That it should be something cute.
Blow it should be something quick and like.
Downstairs
everything
kiss.
I think of is silly. Okay, everything you say is terrible.
Thank
I want
you,
it to be
Sammy.
Like, oh,
this is my life.
What if I give you a little blip blop or a little?
Oh my God, I love that. A little blip blop.
Sound like fish talking to each other. Who the fuck?
Yes,
say
and
that?
That's what you sound like when you're giving a blowjob, Deepu. You sound
right?
like a fish. A little blip blop. Little blip bop.
Okay, maybe. There's
revolutionary
some
things are happening right
now. I love it. Okay, this has been We Didn't Take a Survey. Let's go on. Deepu, what else you got for the rest of the show?
Okay, so I'm a little scared of using Facebook these days. I've kind of just realized that I've been giving Facebook all this information about myself. I've just been acting on Facebook as myself and, you know, just exposing all my mental details to this fucking algorithm that just knows everything about me. Do you guys have a fear of that as well?
Sammy, your phone's still recording.
I know Mike is not on Facebook, but Sammy...
Sammy, is your phone still recording?
It's still recording.
Great. Go on, Deepa.
Are you ever aware that Facebook is analyzing everything you do?
100%.
Doesn't that scare you?
Yes, but the thing is, like, I use Snapchat. That's just face recognition. That's just, like, they just know me. But they do anyway, because, like, Big Brother... So all the algorithm things just like show me cute things that I end up buying anyway. So
can I?
They
add
know where
to
take
about,
it for now.
I want to.
They know everything about me, but I have like nothing to hide. So I don't know. I don't know what else to do. There's tape. Tape for my laptop when I'm not using it. You know.
Can
or
I?
When I am using.
Can I interject
it.
A thought for you guys to talk about with Big Brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's watching.
That's ridiculous.
I think they're recording.
Right, but you realize that it would take...
If they wanted to find you right now, you'd be found.
Right. But
like, everyone.
But why would they?
That's literally what I just said.
Right, but here's what I'm saying is, like, they know everything about you, Big Brother. It would take triple... Like, Facebook barely fixes stuff when, like, the whole website doesn't work. It would take triple the man hours to rewatch your footage and then... send that footage to someone else.
But that's the thing. It's there if they need it. If anything ever happened, the access would be there.
So that's why
it's creepy.
That's why
I
asked Sammy.
Because I have nothing to hide.
I want to frame it that way. So I interrupted so that I could get this thought out. So what you're actually afraid of is the idea of the possibility of this Big Brother thing. Are you? You're not walking around thinking, or maybe you are, that like you're being watched like Big Brother, like 1984, my least favorite dystopian book.
Oh, terrible. I had to read it in school. No, I don't think, me personally, no one's watching me. I don't do anything fun. I'm wearing a fucking Jurassic Park t-shirt, smoking a bowl in my living room. Like, that's not worth watching.
You've named all the
but
things that are fun.
But if they wanted to watch that,
those are all the things
could.
That are fun for me. So so that's why I don't work for Big Brother, is because I'd be like, have you seen this girl's getting high watching all the Jurassic Parks in reverse order? It's awesome.
Yeah, that's Big Brother's watching.
Okay, so when people say I have nothing to hide, I have a problem with that defense because even if – okay, so disclosing that information can backfire, and I have an example.
Okay.
I have a younger brother, okay? When I was growing up, I remember I would sometimes listen to music in my room and I would like conduct, you know, do imaginary conducting motions with my hand. Right? Hands.
What were you listening to that you would conduct?
Punk rock. Punk rock.
Punk rock.
Obviously.
Punk rock. A lot of Papa Roach. Mm-hmm.
They have a conductor.
So I'm sure they do.
Yo Yo Ma.
They were great.
Played with.
Oh really?
Papa Roach. No, he didn't play with Papa Roach. No one's played with Papa Roach.
Okay. So I would conduct, you know, imaginarily conduct or something in my room with my door ajar, okay? My little brother, without me noticing, saw me do this, and then I'm walking by his room, and then I see him conducting his hands to nothing. He's not listening to anything. Scariest moment of my life.
This so are you, is like, mad that he copied you, or do you
yeah.
think it's weird that he
this
saw
is what
you?
I'm afraid of. The government can copy you.
What are you doing that the government's going to copy?
Great
I don't know.
Question.
Maybe I do some cool shit, you know?
But that's my point. Like, of course, they could. They could sit here and watch me. My laptop's in front of me. They could probably tap into my computer and watch me gesturing with my arms to no one while I'm doing this podcast. But there's no point because I'm not doing anything worth watching.
I want to bring something back to Deepu's family because I have a few questions here. This is the second Sammy, this is the second time on the show he's described his family, and I have felt like there's something very wrong with his family. The first time he described his family was a relative of his that we were calling dumbass cousin for a while because he didn't go to Thanksgiving because Deepu said Thanksgiving wasn't cool, which is insane to me, the idea that someone wouldn't go to Thanksgiving because it wasn't, it's obviously not the point of Thanksgiving. But, and then, so your brother, you didn't ask, like, hey, man, why are you waving your arms around?
No, because
he's very weird. He's very weird. Weird guy. He's going to be like, no, this guy just wanted to so badly copy me, and I hated that. Don't copy me, bro. Don't copy me.
So this has nothing to do with the government. You just have an issue with your brother.
So weird.
You know, next thing I know, I'm walking around the street. There's a cop, and there's a cop pulled over. He's conducting his hands to no music. Is
like
that
Chris,
what we want?
Like Chris Tucker. Did you possibly copy Chris Tucker from Rush Hour?
No. I didn't even know. Was there a scene where he was conducting with no music?
There's a scene where a cop, Chris Tucker, conducts traffic.
Okay, that has nothing to do with what I was talking about.
It has literally everything to do with what you were talking about.
Traffic conduction and conducting your hands to music are very different kinds of conduction.
I'm not saying they are. Okay. Jesus, why was you? Did you ask your brother, like, hey, what's did you ever ask him, like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I already knew the answer.
Oh my god, something's wrong. I'm certain now that your house was over like a telephone pole or like a gas leak or something. Because this is
we
crazy.
Got issues. We got issues. We're a weird bunch.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Let's go. Let's go. Deepu, start now. Let's start. Okay, you want to start? No, just do the ad. Just start doing the ad now. Deepu, go ahead and let's get going. Let's do this ad. Go ahead, do it. Let's do the ad. Nothing. I'm just fucking with you. You keep starting over. It's amazing. The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate technology with your body and mind. Are you going to swallow a phone? Don't. It's not that type of technology. I get mine from a peach I found on the ground. Here's something I want to throw to you, Deepu, to think about, and you and Sammy to debate in terms of the government's watching you and copying you. I do think that. I do think sometimes there are certain, maybe not the government, but there are certain organizations that there's an advantage to sharing a trend before it becomes a trend, and you might get beat to the punch. Mm-hmm. Sammy, you said you have tape over your computer so that they don't see you.
Yeah.
So that's acting on this thought.
Right.
Yeah, that seems like you're taking the paranoia pretty seriously. How seriously?
That's like a common thing.
Right, but that's what the point of the show is it's groupthink. So,
right. Oh yeah, I forgot.
How? I guess I'm trying to figure out your genuinity level, because you know we could all throw salt behind our shoulders whenever we spill salt, but how much of this is superstition that you guys are talking about, and how much of it is you believing you're being a responsible citizen? This is heavy shit. You guys don't have to talk about it if you don't want, but
it's precaution. It's precaution.
So
the tape over
this, yeah. Right, it's precaution. That's how I feel. My family, my dad is like very, very deep into this. This is like a very recurring conversation in my life. So like we could get super real with it, but that's not fun. I just don't want them to watch me while I'm naked watching Moana. Like, I don't know. It's just precautionary. That's a great way to describe it.
Sammy, it sounds like you and I do the exact same things. Moana and okay movie, not worth putting pants on for. So it's enforced by your family. Your dad is saying, like, don't let them watch you.
Yeah.
Deepu, do you feel as though your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and that they're going to watch you if you're naked?
I'm afraid. I mean, they might take my formula, you know? I don't want that.
Right? Then the boys would leave.
Then the boys would leave the yard.
Yeah, my yard. I had them in my yard. I had the monopoly.
On the boys.
And then when everyone had the milkshakes, the boys left him.
But but here's my point is I genuinely, I gotta say, like, I don't ever want to be a cam model. For people that know what a cam model is, these are people that film themselves masturbating and people watch. But I sort of like the idea that someone is watching me naked and they're really interested in me being naked, but also no one knows that I'm naked and being watched. I kind of do like that. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I'm naked and walking around and anybody, man, woman, I assume they have frog people there they're not telling us about, that they're watching me and they're super interested in me being naked, like, I am crazy flattered. And, like,
you just, like, enjoy the show, baby.
Yeah, it's all the advantages, all the ego advantages of being a cam model that people really need to see me naked. I mean, they have to see me naked. They're being, you know, money's being spent on them seeing me naked. But
my point is,
it's
okay,
none of the disadvantages, which is, like, you know, everyone would know you're a porn star within days.
Probably. So
wait, address it. Address it. What's the disadvantage of people watching me naked if they're super into it?
There isn't one. I just can't relate. No one would, like, fight to see me naked. I can't relate.
But
there's no ego behind me walking my house naked. I just hate pants.
But that's what I'm saying is, so, but this is what I'm talking about with the group thing is, like, oh, the precaution. Like, you're not building, you know, flesh men. You're not, like, sewing pigs to people's heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're walking around naked.
Right, but if I was, then they could see it.
They could. But what I'm saying is, if it's a
are
naked
thing. Are you serious?
Thing,
you're going to let people see your naked body? If you want to see my naked body, you got to put a ring on it, okay? That's how this works.
What I'm trying to propose for you guys to talk about is, is yes, perhaps if there's a modesty thing, then yeah, that's what you should talk about. What I'm proposing is, for me, someone is really interested in seeing me naked. They're not putting it out to the world, right? They're actually trying. If it's a Big Brother
thing. They could,
thing,
though.
Hold on.
They
stop. Stop. If it's a Big Brother thing, they're literally trying to keep it secret that they spy on me, right? So it's this secret thing where I'm naked and someone's super into it. For me, that is an ego trip. Discuss. Add that to your conversation about your paranoia, Deepu. That's all I'm saying to do.
Okay. It would be.
All right, so you're just, like, throwing it in there.
I'm just throwing that. I'm just throwing that thought. I'm the producer on this episode. I'm just throwing that in there. The idea that there's no someone seeing you naked and is super into it. They're trying to be secretive about it. There's some guy every day is like.
So, like, you know, okay, this is, like, weirdly specific though. So let me see if I follow. So you're walking around your house naked, and you know that someone is, like, super into watching you naked secretly, and they don't know. Do they know that you know?
In my hypothesis for you guys to discuss, it doesn't matter one way or the other. What it is you've set up this is going to get real heady real quick. So if you're doing dishes right now, people, put them down and listen for the next 5 seconds so I can explain this. in your hypothetically, you're worried that someone is secretly spying you, right? The Big Brother scenario. So in that hypothetical, if that is true, which I don't actually think it's true. I think that the government, I hate to do an 80s hack bit to bring this episode full circle, but have you ever been to the DMV?
Oh, you could do that, huh?
I pointed it out because I'm aware of how shitty it is, but have you ever been to the DMV? It's like, okay, so in this hypothetical, the government is trying to secretly watch you. Fine, I'm not even contesting that. But what I'm throwing out is, if they are and all I'm doing is being naked, well, this person's coming into work every day and super into me being naked. Therefore, in that hypothetical of paranoia, the paranoia is null. Because whatever, someone's just really into me being naked and I don't have to be a porn star. Like, that's kind of an ego boost.
Okay.
And you just want that out there? Just a random guy who goes to work every day to just watch you walk around naked? Out there?
Like, so you basically just accept the fact that someone sees you naked all the time. It's a mutually accepted thing that is not spoken about. And instead of thinking it's weird, you just let it lift you up.
I am saying that even if that crazy scenario is true, it doesn't really matter, does it? In the instance of me being naked, it doesn't really matter.
No, I was.
I would be uncomfortable.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I would be uncomfortable. If I knew there was a guy watching me, I'd be uncomfortable. I'd put a towel on.
Why?
Because that, like, okay, I don't want to please a man. I'm here to please a woman.
But does it matter? He's not bothering you. Wait, Deepu, you're telling me, this is important, you're telling me you walk down the street, and, you know, you're in New York City.
Strutting around.
You're strutting. You're strutting.
Yeah,
there's a guy. You're walking in your neighborhood, and you're carrying your McDonald's, and you walk by a guy, and at first he just smells the McDonald's, and he goes, ooh, it smells like... And as he turns around, he takes a look at those cute little buns. cute little buns.
Well, which ones? The ones in the bag or the ones on they?
One, then the other. And then you kind of turn around and look at him because you thought you heard something. Uh-huh. And he goes home, Deepu, and he's like, that guy I saw today with the hamburgers, like, I'm going to play out. He actually, in my mind, he stopped and was like, hey, I got a free hamburger, but I'm on a diet. Like, do you want some? And you're like, hey, come back to my house because there's not enough ketchup and ketchup packets. We can use my we can use my ketchup bottle at home. It's not one of the glass ones. Ooh, again, useless. God throw damn. Them out. And he's like, come home. And then you come home and, ooh, Deepu, you get a little bit of ketchup on your lip. And he cleans it up, and, you know, he's... You're like, oh, that you're can I get? I actually wanted that ketchup, I just missed. And he imagines you sucking that ketchup off his finger and talks about how good buns taste. And one thing leads to another. And this is all just a fantasy. This is all just a fantasy. Yeah. You don't have to do all this, but he, you know. And eventually, the excitement is too much for him. And even in this fantasy, you're telling me that doesn't give you an ego trip.
to come back home with this guy who wants to fuck me?
In his mind, yeah. What's wrong with that? It's in his mind.
I have another kind of sauce that begins with a K. Bend over.
Yes, the KY jelly. Funny.
Boom.
That was a good joke. But I'm saying, what does it matter? And it's a government job. Like, people don't get off on, like, delousing criminals or doing anal cavity checks. It's so rare that someone's actually going to get off on it. If they really are watching you naked, which I don't know what government information is in your fucking gooch, but it's there, and they gotta find out.
I think, okay, well, what if someone that you grew up with is now working at NSA, and, you know, they had a crush on you, and now they can look you up and check you out?
Oh my God, yeah, exactly. Did you hear what
everyone
just
said? That's a good counterpoint.
But did you just propose that I get to have sex with a childhood crush? Great. There is no negative.
And that person doesn't want you to see them naked. That's not for you, creepo. That's not for you.
What? I don't want to see
that. Yeah, I don't know where you got having sex.
What?
Yeah,
so
what are you? You're way too confident in these interactions going positively. That, you know,
right.
Someone says,
like,
fuck it,
hey,
to your mom.
I'm
oh,
big
it's fine.
Brother. I've been watching you. Let's bang. I don't think that would go very smoothly.
Obviously,
think it
in
would,
an ideal world.
Hold on, Sammy. I don't think it would happen either. But I don't know what you guys think is gonna. You. What I. Why I.
Nothing.
Even interrupt.
My point. I don't think anything's gonna happen.
That's
my point. I just understand the stress. I understand why Facebook and shit like that freaks people out.
It's
because
so funny.
It could happen.
It's so funny to picture.
That they look at me.
I'm just picturing someone walking in on Mike in the shower and just slamming the drapes. Not slamming, but just like quickly opening the drapes and be like, oh my God, you're naked. He just like stone-faced, not even reacting. He's like, yeah, it's me naked. What's the problem here?
You're the one who
keep
wants
looking.
To see it. Like, I'm
stare
not,
at it.
I'm not a,
stare
I'm not
at
a
it.
Creep. I'm not going and looking at other people naked. I'm not trying to get these jobs at the government.
Yeah, I'm just
Wait,
taking a bath.
Ask
get in
a
here.
Question. Did you just call a shower curtain drapes?
Yeah,
did call them drapes, which I never
drapes.
Thought of before, and I think that's genius. Shower drapes.
Shower drapes.
Bath curtains. What are they called? Shower curtains.
I like bath curtain more than shower drapes.
Bath curtains. Nice.
You gotta use different words, and it sounds way classier. Like restroom.
Bath curtain does sound classy.
Bath curtain sounds like a guy that invented the saucer for teacups. Until bath curtains,
like
or
Richard Bath Curtain.
Richard Bath Curtain. That's who invented the saucers for teacups.
Can I finish my point here?
Sure, go ahead.
Because we're running out of time, and we don't have time. Okay. Mm-hmm. okay, so the government knows all this shit about you pretty much at will. Okay, it's all accessible. So now the government knows exactly what kind of spies to send to seduce you.
Great.
If they ever
ridiculous.
Need to.
In this scenario in which you think the government is watching you, the thing that you don't like is that they know all your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, you don't want anyone to know your weaknesses.
What are your what are your weaknesses that you're worried about getting out there to our thousands
of
fans?
Okay, perfect example. Okay, so if I was at a bar, right, and there was a centaur with pigtails that showed up.
So you're worried the government's going to find out you're watching hentai drawn porn?
Whoa. No hentai. Real thing. Real thing.
So you're worried the government... Why has vivisection come up so much on this episode?
So you think they're going to send a centaur to seduce you?
If they know what I like.
And you're upset.
I just make sure that they don't... I mean, they might listen to this podcast now and know that, but...
What a great way to die!
Right?
Well, that's my main fear. I mean, what would be the kind of spy they send to you guys? That's my question.
Any spy is competent enough,
Sasquatch.
I feel. Why are you guys both choosing mythological creatures? This is so weird.
Because any other kind is offensive.
I'm just saying that would be easy. I don't know anyone. I'm very personable. I talk to everyone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They could literally send absolutely anything. A tiny bunny, an aggressive human who just needs some change for the machine that takes change. I don't know. I just talk to everyone. It wouldn't take a very skilled spy to get information from me.
I feel like the bunny has cracked open the whole espionage game, though. That's what they're going to say.
If only they sent more bunnies.
We were sent to America. Send the bunnies.
Well, I guess we defer in that. I mean, what kind of spy would they send you, Mike? What kind?
I told you, any spy that wants to just get some information from me is probably fine, because I don't think I'm a superhero. Where I think any spy that like has the ability to, for example, sneak, could probably get a bunch of secrets on me.
Yeah, you're just standing there in the shower, naked, waiting.
Yeah, I think if someone was able to practice sneaking for a day, they could get a whole secret on me. I imagine someone trained in sneak ability, they could get a lot of shit on me. Like, I'm not of this mind that they're going to find out, like, I don't have a kryptonite.
If I said sneak ability, you would have lectured me for, like, a whole minute. That just fucking got me so mad right now.
What's wrong with sneak ability?
This episode's word is stealth. This word is stealth, and we're done.
Trained in stealth. They have baffling on their underside.
Somehow I'm wrong again. See you next week.